Buddies.
Hello, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
And don't forget to email us if you would like our subscription. If you would like our subscription content, go to our Patreon. You don't have to subscribe. Just listen for free.
It felt like a little rewind thing happened where I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay.
Hi, Gorge.
How you doing?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just went into the clouds a little bit then.
Yeah.
Thinking about rewinding.
Rewinding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could rewind right now and start again. This is
Well, we can. We can edit it all out. Do you know that we can edit it?
Wow, that's crazy to me. I edit it.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes. Not well.
Well, just because you cut out a couple of likes and so the sentences didn't make sense.
Loved Grant in once. How we doing, Grant? Can you imagine hearing that on the podcast? And then she's like, how we doing, Grant?
How we doing, Grant? Oh, we chat to Grant. Grant. I say Grant, you say Grant.
I know.
You're so fancy.
I say France.
France.
Dance.
That's very Adelaide.
Is it?
Yeah.
I really
is it?
Is that? I have heard myself on this podcast, and there's a few things that I would really like to cut out of my vocabulary. One of them is get fucked.
Oh, like, really?
It's too many times you've said a story and then I'm watching myself go, get fucked.
Yeah. Oh,
look. Horrifying.
I do have to admit. So Grace has started editing our episodes and I've been editing myself for years and so I'm immune to it. But how are you finding editing yourself?
Oh, I also just don't listen to these podcast episodes. Do you know what I mean? Like I never like would listen to the recordings afterwards, which is really difficult when people come up to me and say, really loved that joke. I was like,
yeah, because we forget.
It was 3 weeks ago.
Forgotten.
And I did seven in a row. What are you talking about? Yeah, I never listened to them. And now I listen to them while we're editing. And I don't know. It's like I can tell myself when I leave this room that I'm just like, I just had a cute little conversation that went for 5 minutes. And it's like, no, you spoke a lot of shit for 35 minutes.
But this is what our podcast is.
Yes.
It's about nothing.
It's about delusion and
it
denial.
Is.
And
it
I'm
is.
No longer living in that denial when I'm re-listening to it.
Yeah.
Good. Also, I make Tom listen to it now.
Oh, good.
While I'm editing.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a hissy fit because he was like, can you put your headphones on? I'm like,
no.
Support me.
This is part of.
Listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast I don't listen to. But it's different. I was there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I was in the room.
And you are here. I'm proud of you. You've been editing them. I am a bit of a control freak, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you've been doing really well.
Yeah, feel free to edit my edits. I got no shame in the game.
I do the video cut downs though. I posted one yesterday about me liking a girl's profile.
Yeah.
And it has done quite well. And I've had quite a few DMs from people shooting their shot.
Yeah, I saw the comments.
I was like, oh, all right.
Tom's also called me out though. When I watch those videos, I don't realize, but I'm like smirking. I'm like, what's so funny? And
what, when you're watching it, you're smirking?
Yeah,
good.
And when I'm editing also, I'm like,
yeah, we are. I fucking I giggle at us when I'm listening. I listen to our podcasts when I go on walks because I listen to the episode that comes out that day because I know that I'm going to edit the videos. So I want to remind myself of what we talk to. Yeah. I'm cackling at us.
Yeah.
I think we are so funny.
Yeah, Tom's really called me out. He's like, you look so funny, like laughing at yourself. And like I can feel the little smirk. I have the little.
And so now you feel like you can't?
I try and stop. Like, I'm in my room alone. Like, the only person I'm embarrassing is myself.
Yeah.
Like, really.
I think we're really funny. And so do the hotties. They send us feedback all the time. We love it.
We're funny.
I do have a little story to share with you, an embarrassing story. I have already told you, but I'm going to tell the hotties. I was in Melbourne recently.
Yeah.
And I didn't go with a plus one. I brought random people to different events who I knew lived in Melbourne. And I took someone on what I thought was a date. Wasn't a date.
I think it has the potential to down the track, maybe.
Hopefully, like maybe if I lived there.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it was this very attractive guy. I'm not going to mention who it was. It was a guy. He was very attractive. I took him to a comedy show. I went to a comedy show for the International Comedy Festival. And it was quite funny because I've never been so self-conscious about my laugh before. Because you're sitting side by side with someone. I do not recommend taking someone on a date to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Because
I
became so, because my laugh is like a squeak.
No, it's like a cute laugh.
Yeah, but it's like, It's like not. Or sometimes it's just silent. And yeah. So like I just found myself for the first half an hour being so conscious of like what my laugh sounded like. And also if I was clever enough to understand the joke. Because everyone else laughed, I'd be like, ha ha ha.
What if you laugh at the wrong point? Because yeah. you're fake laughing.
Yeah.
Like the guys just said hello and you go,
I'm so educated. Yeah. And so this whole time I thought it was a date. And then afterwards, like we went out for dinner afterwards, well, just like for a bite. And then the way we said goodbye, I was like, oh, that wasn't a date.
Wasn't yeah, a date. Right, right.
I mean, I didn't expect a kiss or like sex or anything. I don't know, I expected a bit more.
Romance.
Yeah, a little bit more. So it wasn't a date and I was a bit disappointed. But I did film it.
Do you think they picked up that you thought it was a date?
I was hardcore flirting.
Oh.
I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. But I did film it as because I'm doing this dating series on TikTok where I get ready. I did film the Get Ready With Me. So I will post that this week. But yeah, the dating's not.
Do you reckon they'll watch it and pick up the outfit and be like, oh, was that a date?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he gets embarrassed. But
I once like was meeting up with a friend and I thought we were just like hanging out. And then he was like, oh, I have this place that I've really wanted to take you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he took me to this like really lovely bar. And I was like, oh.
Is this a date?
Oh, this is really lovely. And I was like, oh, like we're going to get drinks. And he's like, yeah, I wanted to get cocktails and like bought me these really nice cocktails. I had pre-planned a friend to meet up with us halfway through because I thought it was just a hangout. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh, our friend is coming. And he got like, not, he didn't get upset at me, like angry, yeah. but I could tell in that moment he was like, oh.
This isn't a date.
This isn't a date. And mm-hmm. I was like, this isn't a date. It was so awkward. I felt so bad.
Isn't poor that just
guy.
Like.
His name was Guy.
Oh. His name was Guy. What a compliment.
That felt
though.
Very Legally Blonde of me. No, sweet.
That's such a compliment.
It was a really nice compliment. And then I got like a crush on him afterwards. And then I was like, oh, anyway.
Yeah.
Mood's gone. It's all done.
No.
But I was like, I don't know if that's self-sabotaging. Not sabotaging, but like once I realized he had a crush on me, I was like, oh, maybe he's cute.
Oh, yeah, no. As soon as someone gives you attention, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, dating is hard enough.
Mm.
I can't even, like, I'm actually to the point now where I'm just liking everyone because now.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I'm liking more than I normally would.
No, I think I love when people talk about their dating app experience and then I actually think if you went and looked at the app, it would be very different.
No, I'm not, okay.
People are like, I'm struggling out there. I'm putting myself out there so much. And then you go on and it's like, I have liked three men.
No, I actually, so I'm doing a dating series on TikTok.
Yeah.
And because I've started it, I have to go on dates.
Yeah, right.
Like
right,
I've forced
right.
myself to have to go on them. And so I've given myself a challenge that I have to like 20 profiles every day. Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
20?
Yes.
Jeez, you would be liking everyone then.
Yeah, but they're not matching with me. I actually have to.
It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense to
me. I think I'm an attractive girl.
You're very beautiful.
I think that my photos are nice. And do you know what? I think that maybe it's because I give nice girl and not hot girl.
You're not saucy enough.
I think I need to thought up my profile.
We've done this.
We have.
You're not a thought.
But I could be. I'm pretty sexy
you
in the
are.
Bedroom. I put it on in the bedroom.
As our main man, oh, fuck, I can't remember who says it. Is it Lil Wayne? They want a lady in the streets, but a...
Freak in the sheets.
Freak in the sheets. God.
I am a freak in the sheets.
So anticlimactic.
I am a freak in the sheets.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow.
I am. You don't believe me?
Am I in a room with a freak?
You don't believe me?
No, I do. I do. I'm just looking at you differently.
I put on a performance. Yes, I am a kinky gal.
And you can ride it now?
I can ride
like
it now.
Rodeo.
I've been doing those squats. I can ride it. Yeah, I'm a kinky gal. When
do you
it's
have
time.
A playlist?
Yeah.
I'm interested in people that have playlists.
I have playlists?
I've never been a music while having sex girl. So, like, I'm keen to know, like, what's on the playlist.
No, yeah. Spotify has pre-made ones. You can just find.
Oh, so you don't like.
I do have one.
Yeah, I want to know what's on it.
No.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Is it R&B?
Yep.
Is it Giles?
Yeah, a bit of R&B. Like The Weeknd features there on there a lot.
Yeah.
The Weeknd has some good sex music.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm kinky. I'm a freak in the sheets. Ooh. But my profile doesn't show that.
No.
But I'm looking for a relationship. So
isn't that hot?
Yeah.
Again, like lady in the streets.
But maybe they look at my profile and they only see lady. They don't see freak.
Mm.
Maybe I need to give a bit of both. But then it's like I'm looking for a relationship. So if I just give freak, I'm only looking for one night stands.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went on a date the other week and he hadn't heard from me. So technically it was a one night stand.
I think it's the content creation.
Oh.
I think people realize that you're a content creator and they don't want to date.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's they know they I'm going to talk about them in this podcast.
Not really. No, but like I think there's people out there that just like don't like the idea of content creators.
Yeah.
And
we're a bit cringe.
Whether or not you're actually the like living up to that stereotype, they're not giving you a chance to find out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm a content creator and not an influencer. It's not like I make them demand that they take photos of me all the time and that I'm like always on my phone.
But I don't know if people are going to make that difference. Do you know what I mean? They'll just see someone with a bunch of followers and be like, oh, well, she's probably like wanting me to go to the beach but not go swimming.
I mean, that's me anyway.
But for different reasons.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything you have any control over, Maddie. I'm not agreeing with it.
Well, that's why
I heavily disagree with it. Raya
needs to let me in. Yeah, and they still won't. They still won't.
That's weird. Yeah. Have you been referred?
6 times.
Oh.
They still won't let me in. Because, like, you know, I was in Melbourne for the Formula One.
Yeah, that could have been hot.
I want to be on Raya.
You deserve to be on Raya.
It's hard.
Email them.
It's hard.
Excuse me. I'm hot property. Please. I will get your app and delete it right quick because I'm going to be snatched up.
Immediately. Yeah, look, I need, I've had so many people shooting their shot in my DMs, all the women, still so frightened.
You got to do it.
I know.
Why don't you go out to a bar, have one drink, make googly eyes at a woman, and then talk to them.
I can't.
Spark your confidence a bit.
I know, I need to.
I could be a little middleman. Hey, I'm a terrible wingman.
Hannah's good. Hannah's coming back to Australia.
Yeah, she'll help you.
We could be women together.
I don't think, when I say I'm a terrible wingman, I don't mean I'm terrible like I'm going to fuck it up for you. I just like somehow in the process make myself look like I'm like
an idiot.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Yeah, but isn't that a good thing? If you make yourself look like an idiot, then I look really hot and cool.
Yeah, but do I have to bring myself down to that level?
Well, who cares? You're not dating them.
I wanted to introduce this person to my friend because she thought that they were cute. And all I could come up with was going up to them and they were eating meatballs. And I was like, good meatballs.
Look, it broke the ice, didn't it?
It broke the ice and they got them talking and it actually worked.
Yeah, so then what's the issue?
I look like an idiot.
Oh, so?
Who goes up to a person that they've never met before?
Meatballs.
Not
bad. I'm going to try that next time. That's what I'm going to
do. I'll do it for you.
When I want to hit on a girl. Oh,
nice meatballs.
But I also just never leave the house.
Yeah, you don't. You got a dog. You got to start meeting up in the dog park.
I do.
There are suitors.
I have been chatting to people in the dog park.
I think people want to hook up from the dog park. I think it's perfectly wholesome. The people you're going to meet at the dog park are going to be aligned with you.
Yeah, but they're always like middle-aged people who are already married. They're the people I chat to.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to go to a hot park.
All right.
They're there. And I know them close to you. I know where you live.
Camperdown Park. That's where I got to go.
Yeah.
Camperdown Memorial Park next to the graveyard.
Yeah, but there's other places.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Anyway.
There's places you're going
to
go.
Anyway, let's move on to
someone else's advice.
Problem. Let's do a hot mess hotline.
Mm.
This is hot mess hotline. Ring, ring.
Your flight attendant voice. Welcome to hot mess hotline.
Oh, I like that.
Mm. I work at call centers. I have soothing voices.
So this is a segment where people ask us for advice and we give them mediocre.
Our best shot.
Best shot. This one, I don't know if we're going to have good advice for you, my love.
Mm-hmm.
The subject line is, I'm 21 and I don't feel horny anymore. Why? Help me.
Okay.
Okay.
Maddie doesn't understand this. She's a freak in the sheets.
I'm a freak. Well, actually, I am. Maybe I should ask the people because I did have sex with that guy and then I didn't hear from him. So maybe I suck.
Yeah, imagine getting raided.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I think I'm a freak, and that's all that matters.
You're a 10 out of 10 to
me,
babe.
I am a 10 out of 10. Hi, Gorge. She gave us her name, but I don't think I'm going to reveal it just in case.
Are we going to do a letter?
A.
L. Oh, A.
It's A. Hey, A. Go I'm Brazilian. She's Brazilian.
Slay.
Yes, you have fans this far. Slay.
Love you.
I've been listening to you girls for a few months now, and I have a question. I'm 21 years old, and I'm single, and my sexual life used to be like Maddie's.
Oh.
Does that mean that you were a freak in the sheets?
Is she about to say, but now it's like racist?
My sex life used to be like Maddie's, always having dates and sleeping with people, but now I simply don't want to have sex anymore. Believe me, I tried, but I'm not comfortable with anyone and I don't know why that's happening, if it's normal for my age or something. Do you girls have any advice on this matter? Is it normal to have phases when you don't even feel horny? I still think I'm a teenager. Does adult life get different? Ah, I see. She thinks we're old.
I mean, we are almost a decade older
than
her.
We are. I'm 31 soon, so yes. I really have no idea and need your help. Also, talking about the body, do you like it when people touch your clit? I love it when it's with the tongue, but people put their hands on it, my entire body shakes. It gives me pleasure, but I just hate it. Do you like it? I'm not sure if it's just me. That's it. Love you, girls. Thank you so much for being my funny company on my Sundays and Tuesdays. We have a bit of a time lapse.
Okay.
I listen to you on my AirPods during work, and sometimes I just laugh out loud at the stuff you say, and my co-workers look at me like I'm insane, but it's worth it because it makes me really happy. Thank you so much.
That's
thanks,
so
a.
sweet.
Okay, so two questions there. Used to be a freak in the sheets, like me. Well, I'm not really, because I'm not really having sex that much, so not really. But she doesn't want to have sex anymore. And then also the question about the tongue versus hands on the clit. What are our thoughts?
I think you can definitely go through phases. It's so fine.
Yeah.
Especially if like there's a lot going on in your life.
Yes.
Your mental space is like definitely going to control your, what's that word? Libido.
Libido.
I was going to say liberty.
Liberty.
I knew that wasn't right.
Your freedom.
Your libido is your liberty. That should be a quote. I'm putting that on a tote.
We're going to get merch soon, aren't we?
Yeah,
we should.
My libido is my libido. Yeah.
Next one is freak in the sheets. Freak in the sheets.
Yeah, yeah. You know what song I'm quoting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, cool, cool. Because I don't. I can't remember who sings it or the lyrics. I don't know why I'm trying to call you out.
Don't know. I spat my coffee.
Stop it. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's totally normal, but also just like masturbate a bunch.
Well, that can also be an issue though, because I mean, I find that masturbation is not about feeling horny. Masturbation for me is almost like meditation. It's a release. And so like,
sure.
Because I've had people ask me before, like my boyfriend masturbates all the time, but he doesn't want to have sex with me. And I understand that as an issue.
Yeah.
Intimacy, right? But I also see the fact that the act of masturbation is not always about horniness. It's just about a release. It's like getting a massage done. Like if you've had a really hard day at work, I just want to beat myself off for 30 seconds, bang one out, have an orgasm. I feel better. It's not about like intimacy, yeah. Right?
No, I fully agree. But I do think that it helps you like
realize
pleasure. Without sounding wanky, like reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, reconnect with like, your like pleasure.
Yeah.
And desires.
I fully understand like the idea of like forcing yourself to do something with another person when you're not feeling it. Gross. No one wants to do that. But sometimes forcing like a little bit of play with yourself when you're not into it, you lose the uncomfortability. You know, you might not get like full pleasure or anything from it. But if you just like hang out with yourself for a bit, play around, you'll also probably see what's happening with your clit.
Yeah.
Because like, does it only feel uncomfortable when other people are touching it?
I mean,
does it feel uncomfortable when you're touching it? What about if you touch it there or there?
I mean,
play around.
Clitoris is a big organ that we forget. So like, I also can, having fingers on it can be quite sensitive because it's too hard.
Yeah, yeah, fully.
Especially if they're pressing too hard. It doesn't feel
and
good.
And the tongue, like a tongue, like
it's
just
gentler.
Can't. Yeah, it can't do the same aggression.
No, it can't. And so like, I can understand that.
So I don't think there's any problem with you, in that area. I just think there needs to be.
You just like
it. It might also be like when I say beyond your control, you might also just have duds.
Yeah, that might
you know,
just not
like
be good.
It could just be, and that's why if you like hang around with yourself, have a little bit of playtime, you're going to see, is it them or me?
Yeah.
And it's probably them.
I do also have to say that, like, I went through, after my breakup, I went through a mad hoe phase because I just had oats to sow. And so I was just fucking around just because it was more about like an energy of like, I was really feeling myself. And so I was just, I was being a fucking slut and I loved it. But now I'm at a phase where like, I actually am not having a fun time unless I connect with the person on an emotional level.
Sure.
And I actually like the person. Mm. And so like I can't have that meaningless, I don't know you sex anymore. It just doesn't do it for me. And so like I have no desire to go out and fuck around with people like that. So it might just also be where you're at in your single journey.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to have a little bit more intimacy with someone. And so the sex desire is not forthcoming.
Sure.
It's want the emotional connection first and then you'll get real horny.
I like go through waves.
Mm.
Like I'll go like, I'll be like, no, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. And then like I'm reminded.
Recently?
Well, recently I was reminded.
After having a sleep apnea machine, it's changed something.
Feeling a bit more awake.
Yeah.
He's in the tube. No, I'm kidding.
That's a freak in the sheets.
But yeah, like I can like go for like a period of time. I'm like, no, I just don't feel like it.
Mm.
And Tom and I have discussed this. It's like, I forget.
Mm.
And then I'm reminded.
Yeah.
And very quickly after I'm reminded, I'm like, yay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Food, right? You know, we forget about Nutella existing. And then you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, Nutella. Fully.
And I also, like, yeah, like we said at the very beginning of this, like, I do think women especially can, like, be really mentally involved in their libido. And so without even you realizing if there's a lot happening in your subconscious or anything like that, it's going to change how you're feeling down there.
Yeah. There's that pyramid of like needs. Do you know if
Maslow's theory of needs?
Yeah. And it's something like there's food and sleep. You've
got your primary needs.
And and so like if those things aren't being met, you're not going to want sex. Because sex is not something you need to survive. Like, like you, if you think about us as like primal beings. Mm. I mean, yes, we do because
baby making, nothing, blah, 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 blah. We ain't nothing but mammals.
But, you know, so let's do it, like. We said we weren't going
to
sing.
I know. I was about to say we haven't sung in so long.
We're doing so well. Yeah. So if those other needs aren't being met, your body is not going to want sex.
But, yeah, I just wouldn't worry.
Nah.
It's a phase. It's a phase. It's not your life.
Nah.
Don't stress. It
happens in relationships too. Like if you're with someone for a long period of time, like you
You'll go through waves.
You're like fucking rabbits when you first get together and then.
The worst thing I could ever do was live with a new couple.
Oh.
I mean, everyone's been there, but like I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Being around my sister and her boyfriend when they first started dating.
Oh.
And it wasn't even the sex part. It was just like the fucking touching each other and like being a pretzel on the couch next to me while I'm watching a movie.
Yes.
And like, get off each other.
No, but this cover that I lived with, it would be like, we'd all be hanging out as like three people. And then they'd look at each other and be like, gotta go.
Yeah.
It's one in the afternoon.
Ah, fuck off.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah. I hope we helped.
Yeah, sorry if we didn't.
I think we gave good advice then.
Oh, what about yoni counselors?
Oh.
I've never had one.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, I know, but yeah, I agree. It's probably not that bad, but. If you're nervous, go talk to someone about your vagina.
Yeah.
I'm really into the idea about a yoni counselor.
Are you going to try it?
Yeah. If I had any issues, I would.
Tax deductible.
Maybe I'll become a yoni counselor.
Ooh.
I think Tom would be so funny about it.
The people like when they smoke. Who did that on the Kardashians?
Oh, the steaming.
The steaming of your yoni.
No, I want like, because I really do think like your subconscious and your vagina are really linked.
Oh.
And I think if people uncover their traumas, they uncover their vagina.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
I think if I told Tom all of this, or I've talked to Tom about yoni counselors, and he's like,
are you full of shit?
Yeah, they're just full of shit. Like it's either a medical issue or it's not. And
I really want to discover if it's possible to have an orgasm from penetrative sex for me. Because I can't. I never have.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And if neither I was to I. do that, because the girls that tell me that they can, first I think they're lying. But a lot of them tell me that it's true. And if it is true, like that would be fucking slay. Wouldn't that be so good?
I'm happy.
I mean.
I'm content.
You get off how you get off.
Yeah.
But I want that. Wouldn't that just be magical to come at the same time?
Yeah, you still can.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I get distracted by the sensation. I need the clit to be the main event. If there's a dick in me, it's distracting me from the clit. So I can't. I can only come from like foreplay.
Yeah, right.
Not during.
Yeah, go to a yoni counselor.
Mm.
Because then, again, I love Venn diagram.
Oh, yeah.
When you Venn diagram both of them.
Yeah, I want that. I want free from the sheets.
Mm.
I want explosive sex. Just haven't met the right person yet.
Right woman.
Well, actually, when I did date a woman, I was having a very great orgasms all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the signs are there. The signs are there.
Maybe.
Meant to be with a lady.
Just meant to feel the touch of a woman. It's a bit weird the way I said it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll
wrap it up.
Thanks for your question. If you would like to ask us a question for Hot Mess Hotline, you can email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Before we end the episode, Grace, what are you loving?
I am such a house. I'm not a housewife, but I'm such a married woman.
Yeah.
Got given a slow cooker.
Did
it had
you?
Been in my affirmations, you could say. I've been talking to Tom about how I wanted a slow cooker, getting into the colder months. Yeah, we have a slow cooker now, and wow, it's so easy. You just throw things in there. I'm going to make curried sausages.
Yum.
Mm, yeah.
Yum. I haven't had them forever. Do you do them with onion? You have the onion. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yum.
And you know what's really nice? It's just so easy.
Mm.
But then, you get a really rich dinner.
Yeah, you slow cook it for 8 hours.
Yeah, normally I'm used to you put a lot of effort in, you get a great meal. You put really low effort in, you're eating cereal for dinner. Mm. whereas now I'm putting in low effort and I'm getting tender meat.
Yeah. I need to get into slow cooker.
It's good.
I've been using my air fryer a lot.
Love an air fryer.
I have an oven. I refuse to use it.
It's just annoying. I want to wait 20 minutes for you to heat up.
Air fryers are the best.
Yeah.
Love the air fryer.
They are a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what are you loving?
What I am loving at the moment is I always thought it was fake. Baking with powder.
Oh, I see a lot about this online.
I saw Kylie Jenner do a Get Ready With Me and she was on a fucking private jet.
Mm.
And she was doing her everyday makeup. And I have to say, Kylie does her makeup so well.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
It would be a bit ironic if she didn't, though,
with her makeup brand and all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was baking with powder. So she has that little triangle powder puff and she put it a very thick amount of powder under her eyes. And then they also do it under the cheekbones.
Yeah.
And whenever I saw people doing this in makeup
videos. It was very 2012, very 2013.
No, but it's happening a lot now too.
Yeah.
It's a thing, but I'm always you don't need to use that much. And I would get just a little bit on a brush. And when I powder my face, because I do get quite greasy in my T-zone, is I would just powder with a small amount of powder. Yesterday, I decided to bake.
Oh.
I looked the best I have ever looked. Oh, my God.
I will say when I see those videos and then they wipe it away, it looks like there's a filter just on their cheekbone.
It is actually. And I whenever I saw the videos, I was like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
It almost looks unreal, yeah.
And I'm just like, you're wasting product.
Mm.
In my head, I was like, no, I want to get the most bang from my buck out of this powder that I've got. I'm just going to use a small amount on a powder brush.
And it's just translucent powder,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I got a brightening one. It's got kind of a yellow tint to it. Mine's from Tarte. It's a banana something, but it's a baking powder.
Yeah.
So yesterday I have one of those puffs and I put it under and then I waited and I did my brows and stuff and then I dusted it away and I was like, I'm a model.
Who is she?
I am Kylie Jenner.
Was it like the Princess Diaries? Princess Diaries. Princess Diaries reveal.
We take this and this and give you a princess. It was.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was. I was like, wow, I'm stunning.
So, you are beautiful.
I'm enjoying the banana baking and you're enjoying the slow cooker. And that's
thanks
all.
For the wrap-up, Maddie.
Thank you so much.
Wrap-up of the week.
All right, I'm adios. I'm a professional podcaster. Okay, bye.
Sorry, bye.